If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Professor Dirk Kutse is a professor in political science at UNISA. Thank you very much for your time. Good evening and welcome, Prof. Professor Kutse?
Yes, I'm here.
Good evening and welcome. Thank you so much for making time for us. You obviously have been watching the council in Kurleni sort of fall apart and come back again and fall apart. Do you think it's going to hold this time again, this time around?
It's very unlikely, you know, and the simple reason for that is that it is most possibly the dispensation that was started today of the ANC in the position of mayor and that the EFF will not be supporting them will mean that they won't have a majority in the council because the majority is constituted by the ANC and the EFF together. They have 51% of the total number of seats in the council. So if the EFF is not part of this new dispensation, then all the other parties can support the ANC, including the DA and the IFP and all of them, and they still will be in a minority position. And that in itself has always been the main reason for cause for motions of no confidence and therefore for instability in the council. That was also when the DA was, Daniel Campbell was the mayor earlier on, after the 2021 election. It was exactly the same. She was also heading a minority government, local government, and that was the main cause of the instability. So it boils down to ultimately, and that is the brutal reality of Ekurhuleni's political situation, is that the EFF is the key to determine what is going to happen there.
And the DA's strategy of pushing for a dissolution of council, do you think that would have worked?
Well, it will only work if the results will be different. So in one way, yes, this is one way of getting out of this effectively a type of a stalemate that exists, because the only options that exist is for either the ANC to work with the EFF or the ANC to work with the DA. Mm-hmm. Only one of those two options can establish a majority. Neither of them at the moment are sort of attractive for the ANC. We've seen now that the EFF effectively have been moved out or disqualified. The DA, I can't see that they will be willing with, and that they won't be able to do it on their own. They will have to bring in their multi-party charter allies with them. The ANC, I don't think, will have the appetite for that. So there is not really, at this stage, an option which will bring them closer to each other. So an re-election might change it, but there's no guarantee that it will change this configuration that I'm talking about now. So it does not necessarily will produce, or there's no guarantee that it will produce a more workable situation.
In this instance, Prof. Kutse, we've seen how provincial leaders, ANC provincial leaders and other provincial leaders come, and I think they are trying to bring in some sort of leadership in all of this. We don't see it. I'm not sure if it's working that they come in and influence what's happening in this council. Is that a strategy that should be, you know, should they be guided by these provincial leaders, or is that seen as interference? How do you read the involvements of the likes of Panyazali Sufi in these issues?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, to some extent, local government cannot be divorced from the national leadership and national government. We've seen it after each of the local government elections in 2016 and in 2021, is that these coalitions were to a large extent negotiated by the national leaders of these different parties, and not locally by their local metro leaders. So it is almost inevitable that one sees that when there's a problem or there's a very important decision must be made, then ultimately the national and provincial leaders become involved in it. That, I guess, is part of the problem, but that's the part of the dynamics of South African politics at the moment. the national leaders don't want to delegate it to the local leaders to find the solution, which might differ from what they have in mind for at national and provincial level. But I think that is especially now, the fact that we are so close to the national and provincial elections on the 29th of May, that it bedevils the situation in Ekurhuleni because of the possibility of coalitions at national and provincial level, especially here in Gauteng. If they come to some form of agreement which is going to complicate those elections at national and provincial level, they will have a problem. So that is, I think, why the Ekurhuleni has become actually a victim of these dynamics, that we can anticipate that there will be more talks at national and provincial level about how to position themselves in relation to the coming election.
One would then imagine that that would have guided how the DA and Action SA then work together. And, well, they are in a multi-party charter, are they not? Yes. They're in that kind of a relationship nationally. Why are we not seeing that play itself out in this local council?
I think, again, it has to do with the national politics, and that is that Action SA is very concerned that they are not seen by the public as being effectively co-opted by the ANC into this alliance. So they want to present themselves always as standing on their own feet and sometimes take decisions which are actually contrary to that of the DA or of the broader multi-party charter. I've heard also, for example, that they don't attend some of these meetings of the multi-party charter, or they send that the leader, Herman Mashaba, doesn't attend it, but rather some of his delegates. So there is certainly some situation which is between Action SA and the rest of the multi-party charter, which is problematic.
The so-called doomsday coalition arrangement coined by Stian Hazen, we should be seeing that also play itself out here. It's not. The ANC and the EFF. And, as you said earlier, they would need each other.
Yes, that is indeed so. And especially in this case, you know, in other, like in Johannesburg or in Tshwane earlier on, they could have looked for other options also, although cooperation with the EFF always was the easier option. But in the case of Ekurhuleni, there is no other option for them, except, as I said earlier on, that the ANC cooperate with the DA. But despite that, they have adopted this very sort of rigid position. And it's something which actually exists in a sense in the way in which the composition or the leadership of Johannesburg as well as Mogale City have been elected in the case of Mayor's death, where also the EFF and the ANC could not come to an agreement about the fact that the ANC is the majority party in both of them, and the EFF flatly refused to accept an ANC mayor in both cases, not the same in Ekurhuleni. And that led to the fact that they had to then opt for a small party like Al Jamaa or the African Independent Congress or the ATM. So it is actually not unique to Ekurhuleni, the fact that this has become the sticking point that they just cannot reach an agreement on.
What does this then mean for the residents of Ekurhuleni?
They are the court in the crossfire. And that is obviously a very unfortunate situation. And it's very difficult to understand why the leaders of the parties don't understand that they are actually killing themselves, if I can use this concept. It's detrimental to all of them. Their credibility for the residents of Ekurhuleni should be very, very low as a result of this. But despite that, they stick to their guns. And that's very difficult for people from outside like me to understand why they are so fundamentalist, so rigid in this approach.
Appreciate your analysis. Thank you very much, Professor De Kotze, who's a professor in political science at UNISA.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.